Blog Talk Radio.
I cut my teeth on the back of an old church pew. I learned to walk in the ways of light and truth, and I was told not to speak till I was spoken to. I heard it preach what I should and I should not do, and the choir sang. Tried to be a good boy, but I ain't boy no more. I've seen some things that a man just can't ignore, and this world gonna see what I'm standing for. I've kept my peace, but I can't hold my tongue anymore.
Last day of Elul, last day of Moses' 70th Jubilee year, last week of Daniel's 70 weeks. These are the studies of the last generation. Its great commission to seek out biblical truths, to search for the words closed up and sealed till the time of the end, to boldly set aside preconceived ideas, doctrines, and teachings, by solely relying upon the Word of God and the Holy Spirit who teaches all things.
Welcome, friends, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and seekers of the truth. This is a special update edition of The Time Is Now. Now, what I wanted to do, folks, is just not leave you high and dry, but let you know that what we're going to be doing now is taking a break for the summer. And some of us have very busy schedules, have a lot of stuff at the plant. And, folks, I'm telling you, the time is now. I just wanted to share something that happened with I just want to share this with you. It happened with Terry and me just on Sunday. We had to deliver some artwork. She's in an invitational art show down at a gallery on Liberty Avenue in Pittsburgh called the Space Gallery. It's a big honor. She's really excited about it. She worked very hard. So we had one piece that was literally 6 feet long and 4 feet high. It was a painting. And then she had a print she did. And our plan was to just cross the 9th Street Bridge, drive right up to Liberty, make a right, and then go to the gallery, drop the stuff off, and be done with it. But I crossed the 9th Street Bridge, and I saw barricades. And I thought, oh, there's something going on down here. This isn't going to be easy. So we had to divert, and we had to go down Penn Avenue and try to find a way around. And everywhere I went, Liberty Avenue was blocked off. And I started to see rainbows, but not the normal type of rainbow everywhere with seven colors, you know, seven being the number of God. Now, what I saw were six colored rainbows, six being the sign of man, number of man. So then a light bulb went off in my head. Oh, this must be the gay Pride Day down in Pittsburgh. And sure enough, it was. So here's Terry and me trying to deliver artwork, and we're right in the middle of this gay day parade, you know. Anyways, we had to park pretty far away at the convention center and walk through this crowd because the gallery was right on the street where they were having the parade. So we are walking with artwork for about seven blocks through something that I've never witnessed before. And I wanted to share a couple scriptures with you and a little bit of insight on what I saw down there. I saw men that looked like women, women that looked like men. I saw lewdness. I saw every sort of haughtiness that you could imagine. I saw people that had no blushing on their faces with the lewdness they exhibited publicly. And Isaiah 3:9 came to my mind. The show of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. And you know, folks, I don't know if you know what the sin of Sodom was. Everybody says it's their homosexuality. It is not. Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 49 and 50 state, behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom, pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness. That was in her and her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good. Folks, the sin of Sodom was their pride, their fullness of bread, and their abundance of idleness. Does it sound like somebody, some country we know today? It's exactly what's going on in America today. And she didn't strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. So what comes out of that is haughtiness. And then you begin to commit abominations before God. And that is exactly where our nation is right now. Folks, I saw it. And then the sad thing was that I saw parents with their little children, toddlers, and elementary school children down there witnessing this abomination. And scriptures just started coming through my mind. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And their bodies will lie in the streets of the great city, figuratively Sodom and Egypt, where their Lord was also crucified. And yeah, I could just see these things. And as I saw these faces, scriptures would come. And then, you know, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regret. So Cain became very angry and his countenance fell. I saw that on these people, folks. And the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly in the sinners against the Lord. It was all there. You know, Proverbs 8:36, but he who sins against me injures himself. All those who hate me love death. And he who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. There were some men of the word down there, preachers of the word, trying to share the gospel, and I saw people spitting on them. I saw people taunting them. And then I found a video they had online, and if you'd like to see it, I can send it to you. I sent it to Sister Jackie. It was from their their street preaching last year at this event. And they were kind, they were loving, they were trying to share the word as ambassadors for Jesus Christ before judgment comes upon this land. You know, Isaiah 1:10, hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give me ear to the instruction of our God, you people of Gomorrah. But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up refuse and mud. That's what I saw down there. Isaiah 57, verse 20, folks. And then Isaiah 59:12, for our transgressions are multiplied against you, God, these are these people, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. You know, in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19, Jeremiah said, for your own wickedness will correct you, and your apostasies will reprove you. Know, therefore, and see that it is evil and bitter, for you are to forsake the Lord your God, and the dread of me is not in you, declares the Lord God of hosts. I saw all that down there, folks. The time literally is now. You know, we're going to come back when summer's over. I don't know if we're still going to have this stable society by then. That is how wild, and that's how big of an abomination it is out there right now. When we got out of that city, I said, Terry, we have to get this art delivered, and we need to get out of this city. This is a threat vector. You know, that thing just happened in Orlando, and by the way, folks, I think that was a big false flag. If you want some more information on that, Sister Kathy got some good stuff out. Email her or email me. I can get you some information. There's crisis actors on ABC and some of the other networks. They're reading from scripts. You could see it in their eyes. You know, where were all the ambulances? There's 50 people that can't identify them. Yet you have to be carded to get into these adult clubs. So where was their identification? Where were the ambulances? Where are the people? You know, this was a false flag. This was for a reason to advance an agenda. Now what do you hear both candidates, Clinton and Trump, doing? Talking about bombing, more war, gun control. They're missing the point, folks. This is to advance an agenda. It's absolute craziness, and the time is so close to the end. I see so much of this, and it just grieves me. It grieves me so much. That look on their faces, you know? They were displaying their sin without blushing. They didn't even try to hide it. They're doomed. And then these men of the word that were trying to share the good news with them were being mocked. They're bringing destruction to themselves. And they don't conceal it. You know, woe unto them. They're bringing this evil upon themselves. And not just with this. You know, every sin in the eyes of God is the same. And he loves us all. The point is that it is so out in our faces now. So, folks, the time is late, and I just encourage you all to get closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Dispense with your religion. The only religion the Lord loves is charity to widows and orphans and keeping ourselves free from the pollution of this world. So get right with the Lord if you're not, you know. Just find a quiet time and talk to him, you know. Embrace relationship. You know, flee from religion. And what's the difference? Well, you know what religion is? Religion's the man at church on Sunday thinking about fishing, whereas a relationship with Jesus is the man fishing, thinking about God. And that's what we need right now. We need to have our hearts stayed upon thee, our eyes fixed upon him, because I'm telling you, folks, the time is now, and it's late. So we'll be back, folks. We'll be back again, provided the Lord's willing. But right now, this summer, I just encourage you all to get closer to the Lord. Make that quiet time. Spend some time with him so that you can get closer to him. Bury that word in your heart. There may be a time when you don't have your Bibles. And just remember, Jesus Christ is our all in all. I love you all, folks. We're going to be back this fall, provided the Lord's willing. And I just want to end with Christian Stanfill in Christ Alone.
My hope is found, and he is my life, my strength, my song, this cornerstone.
best drought and storm. What height of love, what depth of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Ooh.
Here in the power of Christ, we stand.